reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, and it's verses 32 to 40. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moths destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for the master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let the house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour.
Thank you, Susie. And it's time to welcome in our preacher this morning, the wonderful Helen White. Let me bring her in from our green room. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, everybody.
Wonderful to have you with us, and as ever, I tend to get a sneak peek of these things, so I know we're in for a treat this morning. So I'm going to duck out and leave you. Us in your very capable hands.
Thank you. Oh, well, good morning again, and let us pray. Lord, we pray that you will speak into our hearts through these words this morning. Amen. So, how are we feeling about God this morning? It's okay, you don't need to put your answer in the chat. But in Psalm 50, which we were actually due to read this morning in the service, but which seems to have been cut to shorten it, there is a picture of that Old Testament God who comes to judge with a devouring fire and a tempest all around him. So if you're sitting there with that God in your head this morning, you have my sympathy. I go there often enough myself. But are you feeling instead more connected to the picture of God that we have in Luke? Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is our Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Our Father. And don't be afraid. It's a much more comforting picture, isn't it? Here is a generous, loving God who we can almost cuddle up to. I wonder how much we really believe in our hearts in that Father, the all-forgiving, loving Father, or how much we pin ourselves with feelings of guilt to the Old Testament scary, judgmental God. And yet there is a key thing in common between the picture that we had in the psalm we didn't read and the reading in Luke. The Psalm 50 tells us, "I am your God." There is a personal commitment in that. He's always there. And in the reading from Luke, again, he will always be in there. He's just down the road at the wedding banquet and he'll be back any minute. So maybe the real question is, how often are we there for him? Are we dressed for action and have our lamps lit all the time? Or are we snoozing or off doing something apparently much more interesting and important? Do we open the door to him as soon as he knocks? Have you ever been waiting at home for somebody to arrive? And you stand by the window looking out for them? Or is that only me that's that childish? maybe a visitor you love very much and haven't seen for a long time, or perhaps the plumber who you're hoping is going to fix a leak. Whatever the reason, Jesus says we should be waiting for him with the same sense of expectancy for him to arrive. And if we're there waiting at the window, watching for him and race to open the door when we see him, Jesus tells us in the reading from Luke, he will have us sit down to eat and he will come and serve us. Andrew talked a few weeks ago about the story of Mary and her sister Martha, with Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and Martha rushing around putting the kettle on, as Andrew put it, trying to welcome her friend and special guest. Well, Jesus is effectively saying here that we will be the friend and special guest, and he will serve us. This theme runs throughout Jesus' ministry. In John chapter 15, verse 15, Jesus says to his disciples, his followers, I do not call you servants, because the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. If we await him with anticipation and are ready to open the door to him, we will no longer be servants, but friends. And we'll be able to forget the scary, judgmental God of the Old Testament, who, by the way, did still forgive a lot of people some pretty bad stuff. In getting to know Jesus, our friend, we get to know through him the forgiving God, the loving Father, whose pleasure it is to give us the kingdom. Jesus is constantly knocking at the door to our hearts and minds, waiting for us to let him in, and delighting so much when, in the middle of our frantic busyness, occasionally we notice him, hear his knocking, and open the door. And it's our busyness that so often stops us noticing him, because we don't stand at the window and watch. We know he's coming, but we're off in the kitchen getting dinner, or in the office working, or doing something else that seems important. One of the things I'm really good at is looking at my watch and thinking, oh, well, he'll be here in about an hour. So that gives me time to just put the washing on and phone that favourite friend who I haven't spoken to for ages. But by the time I've finished all those things, which, by the way, take a lot longer than I anticipate, it's too late. I've missed him. I can assure you, I don't treasure doing the washing. But I think I do treasure, if I'm honest, having everything done and organised. And Jesus says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Which implies that my heart is in the washing. That's a depressing thought. So during this summer Sabbath, let's take time to pause regularly from our busyness. Let's take time to metaphorically stand by the window and watch for him. Keep our hearts open to him. He can be easy to see in beautiful places, by the sea or in a sunset. But how about taking time when we first get up to look out of the window at the sky, or to imagine him walking down the street towards our door? Or perhaps to breathe in his spirit as we sit and look at a meal before us on the table, and imagine that he's there too, sitting and eating with us, like a favourite friend who we love with all our hearts, a friend in whose company we feel stimulated, valued, sometimes challenged, but always loved, and always totally relaxed. And how about setting a reminder on our phones or in our diaries for a week's time to ask ourselves the question, so How do I feel about God today? Amen.